And welcome to another episode of ADHD Women's Wellbeing Wisdom, little short bite-sized pieces of wisdom that I've curated from all the many, many episodes that have been recorded over this time. And I really hope that this short insight will help you on the week ahead. I am speaking to Amanda Perry in today's episode. Now, Amanda is fantastic. She is a serial entrepreneur. She's an ADHD advocate, and she helps other people build businesses around their ADHD brains. I love this podcast conversation with her back quite a long time ago, but we spoke about a lot of different things that female entrepreneurs, especially with ADHD, are challenged with, and that includes burnout, that includes overworking, finding it difficult to really kind of hone in on clarity or our niche, and making better systems that work for us and our brains despite it not looking correct or right to the neurotypical community. So it's a really fascinating conversation, this, and I just want to share this because anyone who is listening and who is considering building their own business, who you would like to become an entrepreneur, be your own boss, and it can be really scary when we suffer with self-doubt and we're not quite sure if we're cut to run our own business, and there's lots of self-sabotaging behaviors that perhaps many of us can relate to. So here is the shorter episode today of my conversation with Amanda Perry. So how do you help people make that transition, I guess, from making that awareness, seeing themselves, seeing their challenges, seeing what they're good at, and then making that transition into being, I guess, working in the way that works for them and works, you know, with their brain?
Yeah, it's a bit of a three-step process for me. Well, four steps. So the first step for me is, where are we now? Like, what is actually going on now? I'm really digging into that, not just what the business is or what the career is, but what bits of it do you love? When you look at your calendar, what's like a good day for you? What bits do you really thrive in? Because I think it's easy as, my goodness, I've learned this from sharing more about ADHD over the last few weeks on Instagram, but one thing about ADHD that we seem to overlook is everyone experiences it differently, don't they? I can't work with someone and assume that they love the bits that I love. So that's the first step. The second step is, where do we want to get to? If we know what that looks like, where do we want to get to in terms of, is that a feeling? Is it a specific revenue goal? Is it a different career that they know about? The key part for me is about creating our own personal rules. And these are like non-negotiables. These are, you know, the thing at a career fair where someone says, what do you want to do? These are the starting point for us. So that might be, my RSD is a huge issue. I can't work in an office around people, or I have a really young family. They're my key priority now. I know if I try and do too much, that's going to suffer, and that is my non-negotiable. You should come up with like three or four rules. And then it's about putting all of that together. So starting with the rules and making a plan to get to that end point. And it might be, I'm very, like I always say, fixed on the destination, flexible on the journey. So know where we're going. And the way we get there isn't fixed. It's about kind of feeling it out along the way. But the key part is the rules, because so many people create this goal and just get themselves into the same situation again. Like, my rules now are working from home, having Friday afternoons off, not having anything in my calendar on a Monday, and just having that time freedom, having the flexibility to still work with people, but not in an environment where I feel stuck and trapped and surrounded by the wrong people. So that's the key for me, is really the rules bit. I think that's the part that people really overlook and seem to, and that's where we see the patterns repeating themselves.
Yeah. I mean, I love that, because I work in a similar vein, and it's like, if unless we know those key values, you know, rules, values, whatever you want to call them. And it doesn't matter. You don't have to stop pinpointing, like being super specific. It's just, like you say, flexibility, freedom, space, family, you know, it could be creativity, it could be, you know, very specific working hours. And like you say, if we don't pinpoint the foundations, then it's all just a bit of a free fall. And especially with ADHD, because I believe that the key to success is understanding those foundations. And it can be any job that you're in, any career, you can be doing anything. But, you know, say someone's values are, you know, if they haven't got kids or family, they want to travel, or they want to meet new people, they want to work in new environments, then working on your own in at home every day, that's not going to get you there. And so we have to kind of start getting a bit curious. And I love all this, because then it starts getting like a bit more fun. And I really believe that our careers should be fun. I believe that making money fun, it should be exciting, it should be challenging. And with our brains, if we don't have that element of fun, of like excitement, that dopamine, like something new is going to happen, evolving, then we are going to be in that drudgery of life. And some people, you know, lots of neurotypical people, you know, are very happy with everyday game, like they don't want too much excitement, and that is fine. If that's what works for them, wonderful. I just know, maybe just for myself speaking, I like to know that there's going to be opportunity, there's going to be involvement, it's going to be like new things, new people.
I completely agree. I think one of the things we really overlook in ADHD, and I know it's this kind of goes over into autistic spectrum as well, is like demand avoidance, which is a huge thing, isn't it, when it comes to the same task, the repetitive schedule every day. As soon as things become a demand and are no longer fun for us, I don't know about you, but that's a huge thing for me. It just becomes immediate shutdown, whether I'm the demand, someone else is the demand, my calendar's the demand. It's just immediate shutdown. And I think you touched on something there, which is a really interesting point. I think people think that the way we've been taught and the way that society makes us think is that if we're going more towards our careers or our businesses being fun, then we have to do that at the expense of making money. And people really don't understand how we can make the two match. Like, for someone with ADHD, if you're not having fun, you are not making money. Mm-hmm. You know, exactly what you say. If your business or your career isn't challenging you, stimulating you, you are not making money. There's no money being made there. So I think it goes hand in hand. And I'm very much about creating this system so you make more money or so you find more success, depending on what that means to you.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty. What would you say is an ideal environment for an ADHD entrepreneur to thrive?
I think everyone's so different, yes, aren't they?
True.
It's a really difficult, you know, it's not a great answer. One thing I would say, just going back a step, one area that I'm finding a lot of inquiries, conversations, supporting people is in the kind of curious/ self-realization area, where they're not diagnosed and they recognize some of the traits, and either they're not interested in a diagnosis or maybe they can't afford one, or wait list, or you know, all those problems that we know about. But that's one area that I'm finding a lot of people who, and I personally think that self-diagnosis, self-realization is entirely valid in the system that we're currently living in. And if you recognize a set of traits that's shared by a diagnosed community who have been working for years to build systems and find ways around it and understand it a bit more, and you can kind of join that community or piggyback on it, piggyback on those systems to make your life easier, I think, like, more power to those people. You know, in the founder community, there's a lot of women particularly who are in that pre-diagnosis kind of ADHD curious stage that I'm able to help a lot, because that's where I can make the biggest changes for people, because giving them the systems that I've worked with other founders who are maybe a bit further on with makes such a huge dramatic impact to those people. Like, even just knowing what the traits are and that they are actually traits, you're not going mad, RSD is a thing, demand avoidance is a thing, you know, executive function is an issue, all of those, all of the things that we know we live with every day, that's where I'm able to make real progress with people and see the biggest results. So just implementing, just starting with the foundations, the values, as we've said, it's just understanding that you can create a business in a way that works for you, that still aligns with your purpose and your passions and your financial goals and your, you know, ego-driven kind of idea of success at the start of it. And that's where I'm seeing the biggest progress with people, just really starting from those foundation points and building from there.
Yeah, I mean, I think another myth that I think people think, if you're going to set up your own business or you're going to be an entrepreneur, that it has to be like really complicated and it's got to be like really big and really scary. But actually, I believe that we are better with simplicity. And I know you're talking about systems, and the word systems, it does something to my body and makes me go shudder, because I just think of like scary, like computer systems and all these systems that I don't understand. But I have implemented specific systems which are very simple to use, which have helped me, you know, a huge amount. And, you know, for me, I have created a bit of a team around me, you know, a part-time team where I've been able to delegate to, because I was trying to do it all. I was trying to do it all and I was trying to be it all, and I just can't do it anymore. Where would you say, I mean, I'm interested to hear, you're the specialist in this, what would you say in that respect, if you kind of want to start from scratch? And I know we were just talking off camera just before about, you know, anyone can set up a website, anyone can set up a Shopify. It's taking it from that place and moving it forwards to something of a success.
Yeah.
Where would you start with that? If you have got that idea, but you're kind of thinking, oh my God, now what?
Yeah, I think you make a really valid point. Like, simplicity is absolutely key. And I think one of the issues with the ADHD brain is that we can very easily get ourselves into these situations that I've done time and time again, which is why I came up with this kind of rules-based system for myself, because we can so easily get into the situation where we have a conversation, or we, you know, take on an office, or we grow and we grow and we grow and we kind of sleepwalk into these big, scary situations. So I think the first step is just to really understand how you want to work and what that kind of work is and who you're going to be working with, because that's going to determine, you know, you could set up an e-commerce brand, you could build a Shopify website in a day, you could source some products, and that could be a really hands-off-ish business, you know, that could just be something, you could have a fulfillment house that looks after the shipping, you can have a marketing agency, or you know, whatever your skills are, and that could be a fairly hands-off business. A lot of ADHD people I see go into like coaching and those kind of company of one kind of businesses, which I think are really, really powerful. But even in those businesses, as you've said, you've now got a team around you, which some people, just even the delegation part is just almost impossible for people. I find that really difficult.
Yes,
I'm definitely guilty of, oh, I'll just do it myself. Mm. It's easier. So find, where are the mind readers? So I think it's just about really understanding what's going to work for you and having the courage to change as you go along. I think there's this, what's it called? Sunk cost fallacy, isn't there, that we have with business, that we put so much money or time into something that we have to prove to people that it's going to work. Like, it's okay to change. If something's not working for you, if it's not working for you, it's probably not working for the people that you're working with or for or, you know, your client. So having that courage to change, I think, is just really important. You know, we're so, whether it's capitalism or patriarchy, you know, whatever we want to blame it on, we're so conditioned, aren't we, to believe that things have to be hard. Like, and I guess this is where I talk about privilege, because I'm very aware that there's people out there working four jobs to make ends meet, you know, and I know you can't speak to everyone in every conversation, but for the people who have started businesses and have taken on that responsibility of earning their own income and creating opportunities for others, you owe it to yourself to do that in a way that makes you happy. And that's not idealistic, is it? It might take some work. It might take a bit of, Jesus, I've got myself into this situation and it's hell. How am I going to get into that? You know, that might take a bit of work and a bit of time, but you owe it to yourself to start that process, because life is short, isn't it? You know, and we work a large percentage of the time. It's really, really important to make sure that that work is fulfilling.
So I hope you enjoyed listening to this shorter episode of the ADHD Women's Wellbeing podcast. I've called it the ADHD Women's Wellbeing Wisdom because I believe there's so much wisdom in the guests that I have on and their insights. So sometimes we just need that little bit of a reminder, and I hope that has helped you today, and look forward to seeing you back on the brand new episode on Thursday. Have a good rest of your week.